Everybody got your board ready? All right. First number, I-20, I-20.
Activities assistant Michelle Klein calls out numbers at Greenwood Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Bowling Green, Kentucky, as two dozen residents lean over their bingo cards.
I-18.
This isn't just any bingo game. This is bingo size. So Klein calls out some directions that are not on the bingo card. That's right, Klein said marching. The residents, who are mostly in their 70s and 80s, begin stomping their feet under the table.
All right, let's point your toes. Point them toes.
Bingo size was created by Western Kentucky University Associate Professor of Exercise Science, Jason Crandall, in 2011. At that time, he was a faculty member at Kentucky Wesleyan College in Owensboro.
It came out of an effort to get my students more experience working with older adults. And I asked them to create an exercise program. They went to all the trouble of creating the program, and no one showed up.
He says they had to figure out what happened.
We found out that everyone was down the hall playing bingo.
That gave them an idea.
We try to hide the exercise component as much as possible. We want to focus more on the positive bingo that they enjoy.
Crandall says that was a game changer.
When we added that fun component, we call it gamification, then they were interested and they showed up.
Crandall's principal investigator on a bingo size research project funded by a grant from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It studies the impact of bingo size in dozens of nursing homes in Kentucky, including socialization, because that can encourage exercise. For example, take 84-year-old Joyce Hinton at Greenwood Nursing Home.
We have a very good time. We love to play bingo.
Then there's the exercise part.
I don't care for the exercises. It bothers me. I'd love to do it, but I'm not doing this to aggravate everybody. It's my old age that's got a hold of me, and I can't help it.
Hinton gets encouragement from Klein.
Do what? I'm sorry.
Tap dance.
Tap dance.
And responds instantly with her feet. The second project is a clinical trial funded by the National Institute on Aging to implement bingo size at senior centers in Kentucky and Tennessee for older adults living independently. WKU Associate Professor of Psychological Sciences Matthew Shake is the principal investigator on that three-year project.
So what we're doing there is testing the effectiveness of the program, not just for physical health, but also in improving cognitive health.
The study adjusts the exercises for this more mobile population and looks at cognitive factors like reasoning and memory. Shake says using technology to slow cognitive decline is an essential part of the grant project, so the research team developed an app for bingo size, and it's played on tablets.
And what's nice about the app is it's fully customizable by us remotely here at WKU. So we might have senior centers throughout the region using the app at any given time. Meanwhile, here back on campus, we can adjust on the fly, the exercises, the health information, the types of bingo games they play.
The once humble game of bingo is being used as a way to help older adults be healthier and more independent. Bingo, it's no longer just a game. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. This story was produced with the support of a journalism fellowship from the Gerontological Society of America, Journalist Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.